Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another show, to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Today is a special show, guys. Today I'm going to share with you tools to get you through this coronavirus pandemic and yet give you peace of mind. But before we get started, I wanted to share a story with you. And this story hits very close to home. You see, last night, I got a couple of messages. And what's not being told is the fear that all this social media is causing out there. So I got a text, and the text said, "How do I make it through when I feel so scared and helpless? I feel like just closing myself off in the closet and not coming out." And for a moment I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to share with this woman? What am I going to share with this young lady? Because these are my students, guys. So I was wondering, what do I really want to share with them? And then I thought, I remember when I was very scared because I was in the throes of a health scare. I've been through many health scares, but I can remember that being in the throes of the health scare really, really just shot me from one end of the spectrum to the other. And what I thought was, what tools did I use to help myself that I can share? And then I remembered. The first thing I did was turn off the TV. Now, we don't have a whole lot of TV here, but the reason that I wanted to share that is we now have social media. And so what I wanted to share was that you've got to turn off not just the television, but you've got to turn off the social media. Or if you don't tone down the social media or turn it off, then what you gotta do is you gotta pay attention to what you're allowing yourself to ingest. Because there's so much fear-mongering out there, guys. And you know, fear, the only thing that it does is it creates more fear and it creates more uncertainty, and it just, don't listen to people. Let me just share one of the things that, a story that happened to me. I remember when I had my first child, and I was so worried that I was going to be criticized because my child didn't want to sleep through the night and would, cry and then get out of the crib and come over and sleep with us. And once he was okay and he felt safe and he was between my husband and I, everything was fine. We slept through the night, not a problem. And so I went to the doctor after many weeks of this. I went to the doctor, his pediatrician, a good friend of mine, and I told him my concern. And the reason I was concerned, because every time I went to the playgroup, the mothers would say, "No, no, no, you should never put a child in the bed with you. No, no, no." And I felt so small, and I felt so like I wasn't a good mom. I felt awful. And I just was like embarrassing. It got to the point where I was finding excuses why not to go to the playgroup, guys, because it was just horrible for me. And it was really horrible. And so then I went to the doctor. My baby had a regular well baby appointment. I went in and I spoke with him. And what he said to me was, "Just stop listening to them. Nobody cares what you do behind closed doors. Why do you have to share? You've got to let go of the guilt. You've got to let go of the fear. You, Marty, are in control of what you think. You, Marty, are in control of what you feel. You, Marty, are in control of how you allow it to affect you." OMG. I went home and I asked my husband, "Honey, do you mind if the baby sleeps with us when he can't sleep?" And he says, no, I love it. I love his little body. And, you know, and it just makes me feel secure. And I was like, well, if we're willing to feel secure, then why shouldn't we allow him? And so the tool that I used was just stop listening to people. I finally just decided if this group was going to criticize me for being that mom, then I didn't need that group. I didn't need that group at all. And then I felt so much better, guys, because I turned off the distraction. I didn't avoid it. I allowed myself to feel it, and I allowed myself to choose, you know what, this is not for me. And then I sat in meditation. Meditation is the number one tool that has pulled me through a lot of hard times, guys. A lot of hard times. I didn't even know I was meditating when I was first molested at 12 years old, but I remember sitting in silence in a room by myself and just taking a breath and just allowing and then listening to my critical voice inside of me tell me how it was my fault. My fault. But it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. And when I figured out that I could forgive myself and I could live with myself and I could move forward, then I was able to move forward. Now, when this student asked me, how do I do this? I thought immediately, meditation. Meditation is great, but then a lot of people, being a meditation instructor, I'm a certified meditation instructor, professor, creator, whatever you want. I've been meditating for a very long time, and I realize not everybody knows how to meditate. Not everybody can do what I do. But you know what? It took a lot of practice to do that. So at the end of this podcast today, I'm just going to share with you a little short, little 3-4 minute meditation that you can use every day just to bring down that anxiety. But here's the tools that I really want to share with you. Number one is to stop buying into the media if it affects you negatively. Now, in order for you to know that, you have to be completely aware of how you're feeling. If you're looking at all of the feed, and I'm looking at the feed, thank goodness I'm strong in my resolve and I have faith and I know that I'm a creator, so at the end of this, I'll be on the other side of it, and that this too shall pass. But I am very aware of how these things affect me. So you've got to look at this social media. You've got to be on social media platforms and you've got to take a look and think, how is this affecting me? How? And then feel your way through it, guys. Feel your way through it. Oh my goodness. If I can tell you, please be aware of how you feel, because how you feel is what drives. It's that propeller that actually drives the boat forward, that actually brings everything you want or don't want into your life. So please, my friends, be very aware of how you feel. Tool number one is awareness. Awareness. These are simple tools that I teach to my students. The 3 A's, awareness. Be aware of how it's affecting you. Be aware of where you're allowing your mind. Yes, there's going to be people dead, and I'm very sorry for that. And my mom is in lockdown, and she might be one of those people. But you know what? There is nothing that I can do except pray, have peace of mind, and make sure I'm not in fear, because fear will call what you don't want right to your doorstep immediately. So when I'm aware that I'm getting that feeling, I take a breath and I say to myself, okay, Marty, you're feeling this. Are you going to allow yourself to just accept it and be with it And then I let myself, I breathe into that feeling, I breathe into it, and I allow myself to accept it. And then I ask myself the question. All right, sweetie, are you willing to let this go? Are you willing to let this feeling go? And of course, my answer is yes. And then I ask myself the other question. Okay, good. If you're willing to let it go, when would be a good time to let it go? You see, there's my Sedona method training. Now, I answer to myself, now. And I take a deep breath and begins to dissipate. And then I just allow myself, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. There's my access consciousness training, barriers down. Take a breath, and then it goes away, guys. It goes away. Now, what have I done? The tools are the first A, which is awareness. And then number two, acceptance. I'm accepting that I'm feeling that way. And then once I feel that way, then I take the action to let it go. I take the action to let it go. So if you're going to be on social media, my advice to you guys is you be prepared to know that right now everything is going to talk about how many deaths are there, how many new cases there are, how more people are coming into, you know, yes, it's going to get to the point we haven't hit it, but you know what? It's going to hit. And all we can do, all we can humanly do is keep ourselves healthy. And in order to keep yourself healthy, you have to choose your food correctly. You have to take a supplement, like I do. And number three, watch what you intake through your eyes, through your ears, and through your mind. Yes, my friends, the three A's. Again, awareness, A number one. Acceptance, A number two. Action, A number three. And here's the questions again you ask yourself. You feel what you're feeling and you become aware that it's not feeling good, that you've got something going on, and all of a sudden you can feel that crawling up your back or your somebody socked you in the stomach. You are in awareness. Oh, and then all of a sudden it moves right into acceptance. Oh my God, I'm feeling this way. Oh my God. And then you start to say, oh my God, and you're accepting that you're that way. So now you take the action to make it better. Take a breath, guys. And on the exhalation, just say, am I willing to let this go? And if the answer is yes, then say to yourself, okay, when would be a good time to let this go? Now. And if the answer is now, which it will be, you're going to take a deep breath, inhale, and then allow everything to move out of your body, move out of every cell, every crevice, every mentality. Just move it out, guys. Move it out. I promise you, these are the tools that I used to make it through molestation, rape, two cancers, a tumor, and having my grandmother be murdered. I hope you found this very enlightening. I hope you found this very peaceful. And now I want to share with you a little no more than five minute meditation, probably less, that will help you on your path. Your path to peace of mind, your path to feeling better. And we settle into our chair. Here we go. Let's settle into our chair, place our back up against the chair, into the pillow. Take a deep breath, inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. One more time, inhale through your nose. And exhale through your nose. Inhale through your nose this time. And exhale through your mouth this time. And just close your eyes for a moment and allow yourself to notice how you're breathing. And then mentally say, I am open to receive. And then count backwards from 10 to 1. With every breath, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe. Just allow yourself to sit in silence. Notice your heartbeat. Notice all the noises that you can hear with your ears. Take another deep breath, inhale. And on the exhalation, we are going to come out of this. You're going to count forward from 1 to 10. And with each count, you're going to say to yourself, I am healthy. And when I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. Here we go. 1. I'm healthy. I am wide awake. And when I get to 10, I will feel better than I did before. 2. I am healthy. And when I get to 10, I will feel better than I did before. 3. I am healthy. When I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 4. I am healthy, and when I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 5. I am healthy. When I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 6. When I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 7. I am healthy. And when I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 8. I am healthy. When I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 9. I am healthy. And when I get to 10, I will be wide awake, feeling better than I did before. 10. Take a deep breath, inhale. Open your eyes, stretch your arms out, open the chest and say, I am wide awake, feeling better than I did before. I hope you found power in this. I hope that this helps you have a peace of mind, guys. Thank you for listening. I am so incredibly grateful you stayed till the end. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Keep your peace of mind. Stay out of the social media. And if you gotta do it, then just be aware of how you're feeling. This is Marty Angel signing off. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening or day. Whenever you're listening to this, know that you are blessed. All is well, and this too shall pass. Namaste, everybody.